The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is no substitute for professional care by your doctor or your qualified healthcare professional. Never disregard or delay professional medical advice because of something you've heard on this podcast or in any linked material. Guests who speak on this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions. Dr. Shirley neither endorses nor opposes any particular opinion discussed on this podcast. The views expressed on this podcast have no relation to those of any academic, hospital, practice, institution, or other entity with which Dr. Shirley may be affiliated.
Welcome to Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty. This podcast is curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD, as the definitive source of holistic wellness through beauty.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Shirley. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fab, a segment of the Forever Fab podcast where I review products, services, experiences, and frankly, whatever, in 15 minutes or less. If the full-length podcast is a couture dress, for example, then 15 Minutes of Fab is like a button-down French cuff white shirt paired with leather leggings. If you don't have time to tune into the full-length podcast, then check out 15 Minutes of Fab, just a small dose. Some have considered it truth and beauty or plastic surgery secrets or as a nerdy or academic take on wellness and beauty with a dash of fashion. Consider it what you may. My aim is to engage you as a credible and authoritative voice in most, if not all, aspects of beauty and wellness with a dash of fashion. That includes products, wellness services, technologies, innovations, new scientific research, and plastic surgery. As the founder of Holistic Plastic Surgery, my approach to beauty is through a lens of wellness that's grounded in science, backed by medical study and research, strengthened by my clinical experience, and bolstered by my surgical training with the use of principles and techniques of plastic surgery. And then there's my love of fashion. Of course, I feel uniquely qualified to talk with you about beauty, wellness, aesthetics, and plastic surgery, as well as products and services within those spaces, not only because of my extensive, and may I add, expensive training and expansive background, but also because I'm one of you. Many of the human issues around aging and being a fierce fab person, as well as an agent for positive change, I live these too, and I try. You're not alone. So together we can help the world become a more beautiful, forever fab place. So if you'll have me and give me at least 15 minutes of your time, let's get at it. In this new year, I've decided that it will be one of expansion and discovery. So I'll explore all sorts of topics, near and possibly far-fetched, while still focusing on the topics that make the Forever Fab podcast, well, fabulous, namely fashion, the art of living well or wellness and beauty. As part of my philosophy of holistic plastic surgery, which I created well over probably now 15 years ago, where I believe that beauty emanates from within, wellness plays an integral role in my practice. And this goes for many aspects of life that help you to live in grace and beauty, including nutrition, exercise, products, services, technologies, mind, body, spirit, and science. This episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast is dedicated to detoxification. The title of this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab is Say Goodbye to Adult Acne. If you think that acne is a teenage thing, well, that's not quite right. For some people, facial eruptions can follow them well into their older adult years, 30s, 40s, 50s. This episode discusses a new perspective on acne and how to heal it holistically and for good. When I'm asked to speak about skincare, meaning taking care of the skin, not just skincare products, people often think that I'm a dermatologist. I am not a dermatologist. My work is that of a plastic surgeon. Moreover, because I believe that healthy skin responds better to my needle or scalpel, I have my views on how to keep skin healthy and radiant. Additionally, because many years ago, I created the philosophy of holistic plastic surgery, which has wellness and holistic beauty at its core, I believe that many forms of acne may be healed through an inside-out approach. So, this is what I'm going to talk to you about. But first, what is acne and how does it show up? Well, the NIH, or National Institutes of Health in the U.S., defines acne as, quote, a common skin condition that happens when hair follicles under the skin become clogged and sebum, or the oil that helps to keep skin from drying out, and dead skin cells plug those pores, which leads to outbreaks of lesions, commonly called pimples or zits. Most often, the outbreaks occur on the face but can also appear on the back, chest, and shoulders, end quote. That's the NIH. Acne, the condition, is inflammatory, often visible, and possibly sometimes even debilitating. Acne represents an imbalance and a disruption of normal and healthy checks and balances within the body. That's my perspective. Acne often appears during the onset of puberty and hormonal shifts in the teenage years and in the 20s. Many times, however, the condition improves after this period of life. But for some people, acne may persist well into the 30s and 40s. Increasingly, during the teenage years, or interestingly rather, during the teenage years, males seem to have more acne, or it seems more prominent in males in their teenage years. However, in the older years, 30s and 40s, there's a female predominance of acne. Interesting. Nevertheless, acne does not discriminate. People of all races, genders, and even ages may have acne. Clinically speaking, there are several types of acne. There are whiteheads, blackheads, papules, pustules, nodules, cystic acne, etc. Now, the differences among, or the differences between each one of those, that's really beyond the scope of this 15 minutes of Fab episode. Just know that they may all be treated differently. Okay. From my perspective, despite the different forms of acne, I believe that the root cause of many forms of acne may be the same or at least similar, so that the common end result or manifestation is acne. Now, this is not a popular opinion. It's not even founded on like hardcore science or data. It's just based on what's called anecdotal data. My experiences, my observations, my readings here and there, but not based on hardcore data. Okay, the NIH continues, quote, doctors and researchers believe that one or more of the following can lead to the development of acne: excess or high production of oil in the pores, buildup of dead skin cells in the pore, growth of bacteria in the pore. The following factors may increase your risk for developing acne: hormones, family history, medications, age, end quote. So far, this is what I learned in medical school, and I'm all on board with everything that I just said. I get it. Makes sense. Understood. Very true. The NIH adds, quote, the following do not cause acne, but may make it worse: diet, stress, pressure from sports helmets, tight clothes, or backpacks, environmental irritants such as pollution and high humidity, squeezing or picking at blemishes, scrubbing your skin too hard, end quote. It's true. A number of these things that I just mentioned definitely can make acne worse. But this is where the NIH and I do not agree, particularly on the diet and stress parts. The NIH sees diet and stress as worsening acne. I happen to see diet and stress as potential causative factors for acne. You are what you eat, and you are also what you don't eliminate. And I believe that those two concepts have a role to play in the development of acne. Whatever you take in, whatever goes into or onto your body will process as it knows how, then eliminate what it either doesn't use or find, or if it finds it offensive, it's going to try to get rid of it. That's putting it simply. It actually is much more sophisticated and complex than that, as you well know. Now, the organs responsible for the task of detoxification and elimination are primarily these five: your liver, through chemical processes, your lungs, through exhalation or breathing out, your kidneys, through urine or peeing, your intestines, through poop, and your skin, through sweat. Okay, fine. What I also believe is that if you live the type of lifestyle where you are constantly bombarding your organs and your body's temple as a whole with unhealthy things, some of the organs of elimination may become overwhelmed and then divert their job of getting rid of stuff to another organ, namely the skin. Keep in mind that the skin is the largest organ of the body, and it is totally dynamic. It just doesn't cover things up. It's totally dynamic in that it has multiple important functions. The Health and Safety Branch of the UK states that skin functions in several ways, such as, quote, provides a protective barrier against mechanical, thermal, and physical injury and hazardous substances, prevents loss of moisture, reduces harmful effects of UV or ultraviolet radiation, acts as a sensory organ, touch, etc., detecting temperature and on, helps regulate temperature, is an immune organ to detect infections, and is involved in the production of vitamin D, end quote. We can all agree on that. In brief, to summarize, the six primary functions of the skin are protection, absorption, excretion, secretion, regulation, and sensation. So the skin is not just a cover. It does a lot. So do you see where I'm going with this? If what goes in is crap, then what comes out is crap, wherever it shows up. But what if you're thinking, listen, I take good care of myself and I don't eat junk food, so why do I still have acne, or why am I getting adult acne? Well, then you may have to enlist the help of your doctors to help you find the missing link as to why, despite your efforts, you are still experiencing acne. It could be something you may not have direct control over, such as hormonal shifts or genetics, or it could be that you're just not aware of what you're taking in or putting on and its impact on your body or skin. So this may take some sleuthing and some time to sort out, but there is an answer. There is a root cause. In the meantime, I offer you my Fab 5 tips to heal acne at whatever age. And this is just the foundation. These tips are just the start. Number one, eat according to what agrees with your body. Number two, hydrate by drinking at least 8 glasses of pure water daily. Number three, avoid sugar and sugary drinks and foods. Number four, manage stress frequently and effectively. Number five, nourish and protect your skin by using products that are not harsh or irritating and are actually appropriate for your own skin type. Some of these sound familiar. No? This concludes this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast. As always, stay beautiful and forever fabulous, inside and out. Thank you for listening to this week's Forever Fab podcast episode of 15 Minutes of Fab. Until next time, live well, prosper, and stay beautiful, inside and out, and stay forever fab. If you like this episode of 15 Minutes of Fab on the Forever Fab podcast, please share it and subscribe to the feed. Did you learn anything new? Review this episode by writing just one word to describe the value you got from listening today, and give this episode a 5-star rating. In case you missed it, listen to this episode, past episodes, or check out who's coming up next on foreverfabpodcast.com. If you enjoy listening to the Forever Fab podcast, get more audio and more visuals with a membership through Patreon. Choose the gold, platinum, or diamond tier for premium added content, special co-hosts, lifestyle videos, branded merchandise, and more by visiting patreon.com/foreverfab. And if you are a founder of or represent a beauty or wellness brand, and you want to be featured on an episode of Forever Fab podcast segment of 15 minutes of fab, send me some stuff. Visit foreverfabpodcast.com and fill out the contact form. For general holistic beauty tips or to get set up an appointment with me to discuss your personalized options for leveling up your beauty, go to elementsandgraces.com and sign up for my newsletter. And for an online e-consultation on time, anytime, and on your time, visit clicklift.com for your wellness, plastic surgery, and beauty questions on the go. And it's time for the elevated house call, wouldn't you say? Jet Set Beauty RX offers beauty on-call services near your home or other domicile, delivering beauty in the privacy of a medically equipped, state-of-the-art mobile aesthetics unit. Reserve at jetsetbeautyrx.com. That's all for now. Thank you for sharing the love. Goodbye, gorgeous.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Forever Fab, the podcast on fashion, the art of living, and all things beauty, curated by Dr. Shirley Madeer, MD. Live beautifully and help make the world a more beautiful place.